Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Prabhurajakacharya Stuttara Satashishya Madhisthavanga Shlahesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sega Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Yajnananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gogop Kapina Shamakunda Radha Kundigiri Gopudhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Shri Mayapur Dhamma Ki Ganga Maya Ki Jamuna Maya Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jainatai Gaura Premanandi. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glorious to Shri Prabhupada. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Esha vai loka halanam hibarti ekas tanau tanu kale kale yata bhagam lokayor ubhayor itam Esha vai loka palanam bhivartye kas tanu tanau tanu kale kale yata bhagam lokayor ubhayor hitam Esha vai loka palanam Hibhartye kastanu tanau tanu Kale kale yata bhagam Loka yor vayor hitam Esha, this king, vai, certainly, lokapalanam, of all the demigods, bhivarti, bears, eka, alone, tanau, in his body, tanu, the bodies, kale, kale, in due course of time. Yata, according to, bhagam, proper share, lokayo, of planetary systems, uvayo, both, hitam, welfare. Translation. This king alone, in his own body, will be able in due course of time to maintain all living entities and keep them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods to perform various departmental activities. Thus he will maintain the upper planetary system by inducing the populace to perform Vedic sacrifices. In due course of time, he will also maintain the earthly planet by discharging proper rainfall. Purport. The demigods in charge of the various departmental activities that maintain this world are but assistants to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When an incarnation of Godhead descends on this planet, demigods like the sun god, the moon god, or the king of heaven, Indra, all join him. Consequently, the incarnation of Godhead is able to act for the departmental demigods to keep the planetary systems in order. The protection of the earthly planet is dependent on proper rainfall, and as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, sacrifices are performed to please those demigods who are in charge of rainfall. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhava yagyad bhavati parjanyo yagya karma samudbhava. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yagya, sacrifice, and yagya is born of prescribed duties, Bhagavad Gita 3.14. Thus, the proper execution of yagya, sacrifice, is required. As indicated herein, King Prito alone would induce all the citizens to engage in such sacrificial activities, so that there would not be any scarcity or distress. In Kali Yuga, however, in the so-called secular state, the executive branch of government is in charge of so-called kings and presidents who are all fools and rascals, ignorant of the intricacies of nature's causes and ignorant of the principles of sacrifice. Such rascals simply make various plans which always fail, and the people subsequently suffer disturbances. To counteract this situation, the Shastras advise, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kaivalam, Kalona steva nisteva nisteva gatir anyata. Thus, in order to counteract this unfortunate situation in government, the general populace is advised to chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, what's being indicated here is that the Prita Maharaj now is going to, by his example, as a proper administrator, he's going to perform all the duties of the main demigods. The king represents eight demigods. And by the proper performance of those duties, then himself becomes satisfied, and the citizens are satisfied, and the devatas are satisfied. So the following verses then will give the different delineation of those personalities, those demigods, that he will manifest those qualities. And by manifesting those qualities, by leading in that way, then the natural thing is the populace will want to do their duties. This is how it works. If the leadership does their duties, they clearly know their position, who they are, what they're doing, where they're going, then naturally the populace will follow. That's just the way nature works. You know, you meet somebody, and if you're in a very happy mood, they become happy. If you're grumpy, then they think, what's the guy's problem? Right? So how you deal is how they respond. So if the leadership does not manifest these eight qualities, That means they're not doing their duties. That means the populace will not do theirs. Therefore, the planet is in the condition it's in today. It's very simple. We're dealing with science here. Remember that. It's not a matter of what you feel like that, and, you know, I feel like this, therefore that's there. This is, yes, it has been something you've been conditioned to, one, since time immemorial. Of course, we wanted to be gods, so we're here. But specifically, if we want to be more specific, recent history, you know, the last, you know, 800 years, that's been the thrust. It's actually, you could say, more, for the last 3,000 years. Before 3,000 years, then, the concept of authority, leadership, was very strong. 3,000 years ago, the Greeks broke this down, that it's not the leaders that's important, it's the populace that's important. Then still, you know, there's going to be some semblance of authority, but then this then becomes pushed aside when we see that the great reformers came. And then what does reformers do? If you look in history, every reformer, right, except for a spiritual reformer, attacks authority. That's the first thing they do, is attack authority. That's all. It's not that they have something else to do, some positive plan. No, the leadership is bad, therefore remove. That's all. If you just look at it, it's straightforward. This is not like something, it's not rocket science. Anybody can just pick up a history book and look at it. That's all attacking authority. And so what is that? What's the advantage? The primeval sin. I'm the authority. Now it's whatever I feel like I do. So now, this is why. Because leadership is not performing their duties. They're in the position of authority, but they're not representing these eight demigods. And if you don't do that, why would anybody be inspired to follow? Right? Why would anyone be inspired? One could say, well, we don't care for demigod. You can say whatever the heck you want. It doesn't matter. Because God is there, and it's His world, His rules. It's His game. It's His ball. He doesn't like it. He takes His ball and goes home. Right? And then you go to hell. It's that simple. It's not that, because I feel like it. Hey, for the last 3,000 years, we've been saying, whatever I feel like, that goes. And I really like this, you know? And all my friends like this too, you know? And hey, we could, you know, we could do a few tweets on this and probably have quite a few people respond. But it really doesn't matter. This is the best part. You can think whatever you like, and it just doesn't matter if it's not connected to God. It just really doesn't. Sorry to say. But actually, the world works on God's laws. So, Prithu Maharaj, because he will follow. Therefore, the populace will follow. And because the populace follows, they perform their yajna, their sacrifice, which is to perform their prescribed duties. Right? Prabhupada picks this verse. And we see it ends with, all living entities subsist on food grains, right? You got to have food, right? Not iPods, this, that. Nice, but food, right? Then they're produced from rain. Strange, but true, right? They didn't just pop up on the shelves in Kmart, right? Or in Tesco's, wherever you're from, right? Rains are produced by performing yajna. And yajna comes from performing your prescribed duties. It ends with prescribed duties. It didn't end with something else. It ended with prescribed duty. You don't do your prescribed duties, no one else is going to do theirs. Anyone in a leadership position, whatever that means, if they don't do their prescribed duties, no one else is going to do. And if no one else does, yajna will not be performed. Yajna is not performed, no rain. No rain, no food. Simple. All right? Does that make sense? So, then it's being pointed out, since on the level of, you know, secular government, we, you know, it's not a matter of it's our business to get involved. So therefore he gives a solution how the general populace can, from their side, perform their prescribed duties. Because as you remember before, the demigods are pleased because the common people are performing their prescribed duties. Right? They're doing sacrifice. So that means everyone can perform that, no matter what the governance is. So that means one can be absorbed in the process of Harinam Sankirtan. By being absorbed in that, then everything's perfect. Right? But we must remember is that this process is based on the prescribed duties. The prescribed duties are there so that we remember the Lord. That's what we should be doing. So we're chanting our japa, yes, but remember that's 2 hours a day. Remember that. The other 22 hours, what are you doing with your prescribed